AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. 139 people in Duval County have died out of more than 19,500 COVID-19 infections. St. Johns County, meanwhile, has over 2,900 cases, Clay over 2,500, Nassau's got over 900. There were strong emotions and pointed opinions on both sides, but everything stayed verbal and peaceful at protests at the Confederate Monument in St. Augustine yesterday. Since the city commission voted to remove it, the monument has been fenced off. Owners of some bars and breweries could meet this week with a top state official to discuss the possibility of reopening those types of businesses. Over the weekend, Halsey Bashiers, the secretary of Florida's Department of Business and Professional Regulation, said he plans to have talks with some proprietors. This in the wake of a warning from the state's brewing industry that many Florida breweries could fold within a month if they continue to be prohibited from serving beer. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. America First with Sebastian Gorka brings an insider's view on politics. Hear about D.C. politics from those in D.C. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays, 2 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have totally stopped traffic on I-10. Pat, what's going on?
I-10 eastbound at the Baldwin exit, we are stopped and have been for about 15 minutes.
Thanks, Pat. To try and avoid it, take US 90. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny in the morning, rain in the afternoon, the high 91. This evening, maybe a shower with the low of 75. Right now, 74 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new report finds 1.8 million small businesses have temporarily or permanently closed due to the coronavirus. The NCAA says college football championship games will be put on hold. And now, with less than 100 days before the November election, the Trump campaign is looking for a game change as Joe Biden continues his lead.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to have everybody here all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Let's get to some COVID news. Oh, Ed, no, this is the good stuff. It's all good stuff, believe it.
There's good COVID news?
Well, actually, there's good things about the accuracy not really being that accurate. That's some good news. It shows that maybe the numbers have been inflated, so they really aren't that, well, they're bad, but maybe not as bad as what we've been talking about over the last several weeks. Let's get to some news. The CDC has now changed how long you have to be quarantined after COVID-19. Based on new research, the CDC guidance now states that people with mild to moderate COVID-19 cases can stop isolating just after 10 days. Originally, it was 14 days.
Right. Uh-huh.
So anyway, this is what the MSN is reporting right here. Even if you just after 10 days, you don't have to be tested before returning to work. They just don't need to have a fever for 24 hours. They say symptoms not testing should be the gauge. They explain that symptoms not testing how infectious an individual is, so that person is not kept unnecessarily isolated and should not be excluded from other responsibilities. Here is a question I like to ask. Is the amount of flus, those that have flu are probably not reported like COVID. Because why? Doctor can come in and sit back and say, I don't even need to come in. We you got the flu. We know what you got. Okay? I'm just saying somebody had mentioned that point about all the deaths and, you know, the flu is not with the flu deaths, but those that have been infected with the flu, a lot of that may not have been reported as well. But the CDC points out that the majority of severe COVID cases, over 88%, were no longer infectious after 10 days, and 95% could not infect others by the 20-day mark. Again, this is the CDC. One of the big news stories that we've covered the last 2 weeks, Fox News 35 out of Orlando had reported, remember the story, that 100 people showed up. By the way, this happened over a few hundred healthcare clinic labs in the state, okay, where they reported 100% positivity rate. When confronted by the media, yeah, we'd like to ask you about these reports. Uh-oh. Then they backtracked and said, well, it wasn't really 100% positivity rate. It was like 8%. One was like, well, it was 9%. According to CBS News Channel 12 in Miami, not Fox News, CBS News Channel 12 in Miami, deaths in South Florida are being incorrectly attributed to COVID-19. They found out that the medical examiner's office is revisiting COVID-19 deaths. Here's the clip.
About the accuracy of the death count, after the CBS 12 News I-team uncovers several cases of people listed as COVID deaths, but clearly died from something else.
A 90-year-old man who fell and died from complications of a hip fracture. A 60-year-old man dead from a gunshot wound to the head. These are some of the deaths in Palm Beach County recently and incorrectly labeled as COVID deaths in medical examiner records.
We took our investigation to the Palm Beach County Medical Examiner's office. Their operations manager took a look at the cases that we flagged and admitted they were errors. He says the staff is working to remove the erroneous deaths.
Now, did you hear that? The news media had to confront them to show the inaccuracies of what was being reported. Oh, we'll get to it. So the only time the numbers change is when the news media confronts everybody. 77-year-old woman died of Parkinson's disease. Oh, no, it was COVID-related.
There are also new questions over whether Florida counties are correctly tabulating coronavirus deaths.
Yeah, this is coming up because we were speaking with the Orange County health officer about some of the numbers regarding coronavirus deaths. And we had noticed that two people in their 20s had died from COVID. And so we asked him if there were any underlying conditions involved. And one of the answers really surprised us. He told us that one person actually died in a motorcycle accident. And he told us that that had gone into the COVID numbers. And right, so we were told that it was a man in his 20s who did test positive for coronavirus but had died because he was in a motorcycle accident. And so then today we've been trying to follow up on this to figure out if this is still currently in the state data. And
let's go a little bit further. Schools not wanting to reopen based on, they say, school safety measures out there. For the most part, the Florida Education Association has said they do not want to reopen schools until school safety is put in place. According to legal experts, whether there's enough hand sanitizing out there, enough face mask, enough shield mask, there are going to be lawsuits from either parents and or from teachers.
You allow students to go back with no social distancing, with no hand sanitizer stations, with no temperature checks, with no masks. You're asking for more lawsuits down the road from both individuals, school districts, etc. I think the teachers union does have a strong foothold right now. However, if individual school districts and the state come up with a program showing that they can show protection for the kids, these teachers are going to be forced to make a tough decision. Is this political gameplay where they don't want to go back to work and want to be paid in full to stay at home? Or is this legitimate? Okay, now we have our protections in place.
That is defense attorney Robert Schlack, who points out that lawsuits are going to happen, Roger, one way or the other. Some parents may feel that the school safety measures are not put into play. Some may feel that, hey, listen, my kid here, I need to get money because I can't go back to work. The schools aren't reopening. Lawsuits are going to happen all over the place.
You can have face masks. You can have hand sanitizing stations. You can have plexiglass between the desks. How are you going to keep a second grader from keeping his mask on all day long?
But the teachers' unions have said that one of the reasons why we should not open and we should not do any reopening of the schools is because of the spike in COVID cases among young people. Well, here we go. You guys ready for this? The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports another misreporting of inaccuracies when it comes to COVID cases among young people. Florida mistake on child COVID-19 raises question, quote, can Florida numbers be trusted? An error by the Florida Department of Health produced the COVID-19 positivity rate for children of 31%, a stunning figure that has played into the debate about whether schools should reopen or not. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports after a week of issuing these statistics, the department took it back without explanation. The next weekly report on children of COVID-19 showed that the rate had plunged by 13.5%. Why? Because they got another knock on the door by the local news media. According to the state health department, the new report was a computer programming error. They say that the state blamed the erroneous children's statistics on a failure to include all the negative test results out there. So the 31% that has been touted around by liberals, the 31% has been touted around that the reasons why we shouldn't reopen up the schools, those numbers have proven to be fake as well.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe they're deliberately trying to deceive the public, or do you think, okay, here's the hospital, they're saying, okay, here's another positive, here's another positive, where they are simply reporting the negatives because that's no news to report.
You act like...
No news is good news.
Do you think, well, if it's a computer error, but it's happening all over the place... let me ask you this. Do you think some of it could be done on purpose?
I think it's possible, yeah.
Okay, well, you answered your own question.
I think it is possible, but I don't think it's likely.
Why not?
I don't think there's somebody in the hospital saying, let's deliberately not tell people that people are coming in and testing negative.
Really? And why would you say that?
Because, you know, that's no news. That's okay. It's another person who didn't get it. Good. We don't have to report that one. We're only letting the state know how many people came in today with COVID-19.
But they only did it when they were caught by the media. And
they were asked by the media. Okay, well,
no, they were caught by the media. That's several hundred labs. You mean to? Let me ask you.
My suspicion is it's probably commonplace when someone comes down with something, they don't say, okay, they tested negative. Whenever they report, however it's reported, my thinking is that they probably only report things that are positive if there's a positive result.
Why don't they report negative? They're told by the state to do so.
Maybe they didn't read the fine print with everything going on.
Oh, they didn't read the fine print.
I just don't believe it was deliberately trying to deceive the state of Florida.
All right. So here's my question to you. 831-0600. Is Roger correct? Not saying everybody's doing it. We don't want to paint the whole state with just the one blanket one size fits all.
100 different medical care facilities did not report it, so it's probably not common that they report negative results on anything.
But they were told by the state they must report it. So why didn't they report it? My question to you at 831-0600, is Roger correct? It's probability it happened, but it's highly unlikely they did it on purpose. Is Roger correct or is Roger wrong? Am I correct? I'm not saying they all did it on purpose. I think there's a reason behind to do it on purpose. How many of y'all know what that answer is? So is Roger correct? 831-0600, 904-831-0600, where the inaccuracies that have been reported to the Florida Department of Health and by those of the Florida Department of Health, are they doing it to increase the numbers for the reasons of, I'll let you fill in the blank, or is it mostly based on computer error programming? Roger thinks it's not likely it was done intentional. Okay, what do you think? And give me the reasons why or no that Roger's either right or wrong, or maybe I'm right or wrong. Or do you think they were done intentional or they weren't done intentional? Let me hear your views on this. And your calls are up next. 831-0600. 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On Beach Boulevard, headed west, right at Hodges, an accident has a center lane blocked. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Sunny in the morning, rain in the afternoon, the high 91. This evening, maybe a shower with the low of 75. Right now, 74 degrees.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Dr. Eric Aguilar, retired U.S. Navy chief, is ready to serve as your next representative in Congress for Florida's 4th District, serving Nassau, St. John's, and parts of Duval County.
After serving the people of our country, it's time for me to continue my service for the people in our communities. I'm stepping up to the front line to work for families all across the First Coast, from Fernandina Beach and Hilliard to Jacksonville, down to St. Augustine, and everywhere in between. Are you ready to get to work with me?
Cast cast your vote by August 18th.
I'm Dr. Eric Aguilar, and I approve this message.
EricForCongress.com.
Paid for by Eric Aguilar, congressional race candidate.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Z the Founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Euros, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
All right, let's take some calls right now, 831-0600. Let's start off with line two. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Roger, I think you're looking at it the wrong way.
Okay.
I think you need to start following the money.
All right.
Because for each one that's reported in the hospital, there's X amount of dollars going to that hospital.
I agree. I understand that. How much money do they have deducted for everyone that's a negative, though? There is no money involved if there's a negative report or no report. Am I right?
You're right there to a certain degree. But let's face the facts. The money counts most. Everybody wants their hand in the pie.
Well, I agree that the hospitals certainly have an incentive to have as many positive, cases that they can report as possible, but that doesn't account for not reporting the negatives.
Sure it does. Why would you report all the negatives and report more positives?
It wouldn't take it. It doesn't cost them any money for reporting a negative.
If the state's still, if the state's still reimbursing you on the test.
Do they lose money for reporting a negative result? No.
Yeah.
They do?
If you can gain money, technically you're losing it if you report the negative, right?
I don't see that. They only gain money when they report the
positives.
Roger,
I'm going to do business with you. The contract comes through and you believe you're going to get it. Oh, I lost the contract. I lost money.
If you work in sales at a radio station, you get a commission for every advertising contract that you sign. You don't lose money for every one that the person decided not to go with. Am I right?
If it was potential, yes.
You would lose money.
Yes, if it's already on the list. If you walked in knowing that was a potential positive sale and you didn't close it, you lost money.
So they took money from you because you didn't close the deal.
It's the verbiage in how you use it. You get contracts you could have signed, you lost
it. The only time you lose money is the only time you get money is when you actually sell something. And in the case of the hospitals, the only time they make money is for a positive. They're reporting all the positives.
Wait. If somebody walks into your store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You didn't call them. They walked in.
Okay.
The potential of getting that sale is up.
Potential, yes.
Right. And you sit back and go, oh, man. And everybody says, quote, we lost that sale.
All right. Let me ask you this question, okay? Would that person lose money if they walked out or if they never came into the door at all? Would it have been the same thing?
No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been different. One walked in, you could have potentially done it. If you didn't walk in, how would you know about it?
They wouldn't have gained any money if they didn't walk through the
door. The bottom line is, but you had the chance of closing it.
So not reporting it or saying, okay, they decided not to, that has no impact on your bottom line.
The bottom line is if they're still testing people, they still get reimbursed by the state one way or the other, but they get more money. How can one be so naive to sit back and go, well, I don't think it's likely the numbers were inflated. So you honestly believe none of the numbers were inflated?
I don't believe that it's likely, no. I don't believe the hospitals on purpose were trying to deceive the state of Florida.
Okay. 831-0600.
By not reporting negative cases, it doesn't impact them. They only get money when they report the positive cases.
That's true, but do they get reimbursement for doing tests no matter what?
then it would be then they would lose money then because they
how would they lose money if they're still being reimbursed?
Because they didn't report it then.
Doesn't matter if they if somebody walks
I'm
in.
I'm not sure the business model for the hospitals whether or not they get money for every test.
What do you think they're getting their money from? The government. You walk in as a Medicaid patient, they're going to get reimbursed for that. They're not going to get all the money they want, but they're going to get some reimbursement for that. So here's the question, 831-0600-904. Roger doesn't think it's likely that somebody's inflating the numbers out there. What do you think? 831-0600. Let's go to Doc. What's up, Doc?
Hey, good morning, guys. Basically, it's by design. You can tell because, let's say, with swine flu, it was just over 60 million people had swine flu when swine flu cases, and 4.18 only had the coronavirus. 60, why didn't they go crazy with 60 million people having swine flu versus 4 million cases? And of course, it's probably like 1 million cases because of all these extra cases that they're throwing in. You know, you get tested three times, it's considered three times. So it's by design, and they already told us their plan to get rid of Trump. We got to crash the economy. We have to do whatever it takes to put panic and fear in these people. So, because they could not touch Bill Clinton because of his great economy.
Okay, now you get into a cabal conversation that it's all done by. I understand where you're coming from with swine flu and all.
The swamp fights back.
Yeah, the swamp. I just don't think you can go to First Health and say, oh, they're part of the conspiracy out there. The question is, Roger does not believe that the numbers could be inflated or likely.
I didn't say that they weren't being inflated. I don't believe that there was intentional mischief on the part of the hospitals by not reporting the negative results.
So the numbers inflated because of why? They weren't intentionally done?
I think that they probably were just focusing, okay, standard operating procedure possibly at a hospital is only report the positives.
Why,
with the negatives, there's no news there.
Then when confronted by the media, why did they backtrack and say, oh, we were wrong?
Well, they said that, okay, well, we didn't report the negatives.
No, they didn't report all the no, there was too many positives out there. They overinflated the positive numbers. 100%? Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. It was only 9%.
I think there was an inadvertent consequence of only reporting positive results.
They were supposed to report negatives as well. They didn't report negatives.
They were supposed to, but it's possible.
Over 300 clinics?
Yeah, so it gave me the impression that it was standard operating procedure. You don't report negatives. Someone comes to the emergency
room.
How many people got shot? 12. How many people didn't get shot? They usually don't report that.
But you still have to report a crime that comes in if it's based on what a police report. You still got to report it no matter what. All right, let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, repeat after me, Ed. Roger is always right.
Thank you.
Roger is always right.
Thank you, Brian.
Anytime, man. Hey, no, I mean, exactly that last call is where you're going with this, Ed. It's always going to lead to this crazy conspiracy stuff. And to answer his question on the swine flu, 10,000 people passed away that year in 2009 for the CDC. We're way past that.
I know.
I mean, we had a bad flu season about 3 years ago. That's why it's all different. But to answer your question, Ed, I do believe that the CDC will support an agenda against Trump. How far they go, they've got to be professional. But if in a case where there's a test, if I don't know how the testing works, but if there's a doubt, they're always going to defer to positive. I don't know if it reads like that, but when you're talking about somebody being sick, you'd rather give a false positive than a false negative. As to why they didn't report it, I don't know. I think you just got a good, like, we don't report every night about who didn't get murdered, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, we don't, but every other station seems to do that around here. You know, thanks for the call. All I'm saying is I don't believe it all was intentional. But when you say, well, it's not really likely, highly unlikely, whatever, that it didn't happen, I think it's quite likely it did happen.
You believe that it was likely that the hospitals were on purpose trying to deceive the state of Florida? I don't think so.
Really? Okay. They never deceive anything. Do they, Ron? They never, hospitals, they never deceive people out there. If that's the case, then why is the government asking them to report all their facts and figures online to know what the true cost of getting medicine, getting a surgery is? Go ahead. Why is that? Why is it that you and I can get something out of pocket for $10, but if it gets reported to the insurance company, it's $110? Hospitals never, ever do this on purpose. Really? With more of your calls, questions, comments, go ahead and get them. Go ahead. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. 800-951-0600. Always love hearing your views. Your call's up next, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
All roads are still blocked on I-10 eastbound at US 301. Jay, what's going on?
There's an overturned truck at 301, and then they're taking everybody off on the exit in Baker County.
Thanks, Jay. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny in the morning, rain in the afternoon, the high 91. This evening, maybe a shower with a low of 75. Right now, 74 degrees.
The conservative choice for North Florida? Governor Ron DeSantis and North Florida sheriffs agree. Jennifer Bradley for Florida Senate. Lifelong conservative and rock-solid Republican, Bradley will stand with President Trump and fight for our values here and in Tallahassee. A mother and small business owner, Bradley is 100% pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. Jennifer Bradley will stand with law enforcement, stop liberals from defunding our police, fight to end sanctuary cities, and defend the rule of law. Jennifer Bradley will work alongside Governor DeSantis to revive Florida's economy, raise teacher pay, better fund our public schools, and balance Florida's budget while keeping taxes low. That's why Governor DeSantis and local sheriffs agree. The conservative choice for North Florida? Clearly, simply, Bradley for Florida Senate. Paid for by Jennifer Bradley, Republican for Florida Senate, District 5.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. During the month of July, Bogers would like to express their appreciation for our area nurses, healthcare workers, and first responders. So all month long, these courageous individuals will receive a 20% discount on their entire purchase at Boger Shoes. The entire staff at Boger's would like to thank these professionals for everything they do. Boger Shoes is taking the coronavirus and your safety very seriously. For your protection, Boger staff and CPEDs will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with their customers and this community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
All right, we got a lot of people that want to weigh in. I want to give many of you all the time that you want. I'm just up against a heartbreak right now. So all of you on hold, we're going to give you plenty of time to make your points, your opinions, everything else you want to say. Email address at WBOB.com. That's flooding as well. Roger's course is flooding all the phone calls here, which is good. Never me, it's always Roger. Your calls are coming up next. 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Coronavirus relief Republican style later today. Senate Republicans roll out their plan for the next round of COVID-19 stimulus. There will be jobless aid, but not recently expired $600 weekly payments. The Senate GOP plan calls for unemployment aid at 70% of the recipient's pay prior to being laid off. There will also be aid for schools and another round of $1,200 direct payments to individuals who qualify. On it goes. More protests in the streets of Seattle over the weekend, as well as Portland, Oregon, and in Louisville, Kentucky, among other cities. Nightly violence has become a staple of life in downtown Portland for 2 months now. Wall Street, Dow futures up 126 points. NASDAQ futures up 104. More details at srnnews.com.
Thank you.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Fortman. A former mayor of Jacksonville, who's the current president of the city council, had a lung transplant over the weekend. While Tommy Hazuri recovers, Vice President Sam Newby will step in for him. The surgery was successful. Throughout Florida, there are now over 423,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, which have claimed more than 5,800 lives. 139 people in Duval County have died out of over 19,500 infections here. That's 17 more deaths and 1,000 more cases than were recorded before the weekend began. Both a protest and a counter-protest took place yesterday at the Confederate Monument in St. Augustine. Both sides stayed peaceful. The monument has been fenced off since the City Commission recently narrowly voted to remove it. And a reminder that early voting in Duval County begins 1 week from today, and if you want a mail-in ballot, you'll have to ask for one by August 8th. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
All roads are still blocked on I-10 eastbound at US 301. Jay, what's going on?
There's an overturned truck at 301, and then they're taking everybody off on the exit in Baker County.
Thanks, Jay. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny in the morning, rain in the afternoon, the high 91. This evening, maybe a shower with a low of 75. Right now, 74 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The NCAA says college football championship games will be put on hold. Now, with less than 100 days before the November election, the Trump campaign is looking for a game change as Joe Biden continues his lead. And a new report finds 1.8 million small businesses have temporarily or permanently closed due to the coronavirus.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. So, I'm sorry, folks. You guys got to wait on me because I got to get through the breaks and stuff like that. So we try to rush and try to get to a lot of the people's opinions out there. But 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Start off the line three with Loretta. Hey, Loretta, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Hey, I just wanted to let Roger know, I think he's got a really good heart. He wants to believe the best in people. But he's living in denial.
What did the hospitals have to gain by not reporting the false results for the COVID-19? They have something to gain by reporting the positives, which they've done, and I agree they've done that. I don't see how they gained anything by not reporting the negatives.
Well, I don't know so much about that. I know so much about the positives. I also know that they play money games, so you follow the money.
Yeah.
But there was this one friend of mine, she had to go to the doctor for something. Had nothing to do with COVID, but she was tested negative. But he said if he put it down as COVID, she wouldn't have to pay the copay. So she said, sure, go ahead. They play games.
Yeah,
they play games.
I agree. Gunshot wound to the back. That's coronavirus.
All right, but here's
motorcycle crash, corona. But you don't gain anything by not reporting the negative.
Sure you do.
You just reduce your paperwork.
No, why did the news media report that they only showed the positives?
Because they were looking to say, how come 100% of people coming in here are... But they aren't paid on the percentage. They're paid on the actual numbers of people.
I agree. But the bottom line is they also showed the percentages as well. But they showed that the numbers of people were inflated... So that number dropped by 90 people then.
Okay.
So in other words,
no impact on the bottom line.
Yes, it was because they tested negative, which means they lost money. They automatically test positive, right? Right? 100 people test positive, right?
100%.
100%. No, 100 people came in.
Okay, 100%.
100% positivity. Already in the system. Bingo, that company gets a check. Uh-oh, the news media comes behind them and says, uh-oh, wait a second, do these people die of COVID? Oh, I'm sorry, I have to give you a refund. Yeah. It was only 9 people that died of the positivity rate, not 90.
I agree with that.
Well, then you just lost a boatload of money.
Yeah, I agree that's going on. I mean, I'm not denying the fact that people are showing up with motorcycle crashes and gunshot wounds.
But do you just show where they lost money? If they already had reported it.
But if someone calls in, they had the sniffles, and it was really just, you know, hay fever, and that was a negative result, and they didn't report that, they didn't lose any money by not reporting that.
If they reported 100 people in the system, the news media from Fox News and CBS 12 and came around going, hey, did they really die of this? Oh, no, we made a mistake, but they're still in the system. That company's still getting reimbursed.
But that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about all the people who took tests and they had negative results that they
that's
never
not what
reported.
That's not what we were talking about. I don't know what story you're talking about.
Okay, I was under the impression we were talking about something different.
No, if they got negative results, but they were still tested positive, that company still gets reimbursed for the positivity rates out there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay? It's only been because of the news media, which many of us dislike. It's only because of the news media coming out going, wait a second, you're not reporting the positive numbers out there. We're showing, oh, wait a second, you showed up, but you didn't get COVID, but somebody else got COVID. The numbers are still showing that, again, they're getting tested. The numbers show up. The reports are not being reported. Misaccurate numbers out there as well. These groups are still getting the bottom line. They're still getting money.
Obviously, everyone showing up to get a COVID-19 test, not everybody's going to come back positive.
The majority of those out there, one more time, the majority show that they're being tested positive. The news media comes out and says, you show 100% out of 100 people that show up, and then you sit back and go, oh, I'm sorry, all of those, it was an erroneous error. They all weren't tested positive. There were actually some negatives out there. It's getting checked into the system. That company already gets the check. Like you said, okay. Commission sales.
So if they're switching positive cases, negative cases to positive, then yeah, that's fraud.
Let's go to Lawrence. Lawrence, make some sense of all this, will you?
I'm going to try. You're right in that the cases and everything being positive makes a difference in the bottom line. But what's happening is that because they're putting these high rates of COVID in, they're going to get way more money because the government's going to say, oh, we've got this big problem here and we need to shovel a whole lot more money into that, even though the cases are nowhere near as many as they say they are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of
funny, different bottom line type thing in that you're looking at future money.
That's right. It's kind of like saying, you mentioned radio sales. It's like commission. Hey, this group says they're going to do it. We talked to a friend of a friend in the company. Says it's a green light, advertise. Sometimes a company will pay you on the advancement of the commissions of that. Oh, the company really didn't pay for it. The company really didn't advertise, which I've seen. You have to refund that back. It still shows up on the monthly increased sales that you did quite well for that month, but they didn't pay up. In other words, you got to pay that money back. So in other words, did you really get the sales? No, you didn't. It looked good on paper, but when we found out that the company didn't pay for the advertisement or didn't really approve it, that's what happens. Let's go to, and I'm not saying it's happened all over the place. I'm just saying there's just too many of these out there where, is it intentional? I'm not saying this is a rampant, they're all, the cabal's there. I'm just saying when the media has to come in and go, their numbers don't add up. Oh, we made a mistake. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been caught.
100 people walk in on day, you know, 5, okay, the 5th of July, take a COVID-19 pace. 100 people walk in. 15 people tested positive. They only reported those 15. They didn't report the other, 85 people who posted negative. That's 100%. It looks like on paper that posted positive. It was simply, in my view.
What news story are you talking about?
I'm just giving a hypothetical.
Oh, okay.
It was just simply a paperwork error that made the percentage look higher.
Okay, but here's the point. One more time.
It's 15 people still positive.
Well,
either way you look at it.
It's still checked into the system.
85 people walk out of the door and they're okay.
I understand that.
That didn't cost the hospital any reimbursement money.
It cost the hospital reimbursement money when you say 100 people, not 100%,
okay.
100 people walked in, all 100 people tested positive, and then the find out going, well, they really didn't, or they came in to be checked, they put their name down, and we're finding out from a lot of listeners, and by the way, the news reports, the clips we played last week, that, hey, I got tested positive. It's inserted in the system. These groups get reimbursed. When they find out there's a that they didn't test positive. It was negative. They just lost the money. Let's go to Chad. What's up, Chad? All right, we just lost Chad. All right, 831-0600-904-831-0600.
There are some new rules for the 60-game season. The National League adds a designated hitter. A runner on second base will begin extra innings. And there'll be no face-to-face arguments with umpires. Major League Baseball also announced it will show support for the Black Lives Matter movement. Earlier this week, some San Francisco Giants players and the manager kneeled during the national anthem at an exhibition game.
That's Luke Tomlinson from Fox News. How many of y'all saw the Major League Baseball? Now they say they're going to come out and allow the kneeling to take place during the national anthem. You know, it's amazing. I'm kind of curious. A lot of people weren't supporting this a few years ago. What has changed for all these team players that, I mean, now transition from football over into baseball? Now they feel that it's compelled. It's their thing to do to get on one knee during the national anthem. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously nobody's in the game in person. You know, they
I don't know what that means.
Well, no one saw it. You know, if you saw it
on TV.
If you're looking at television and you're looking at the baseball game, most people, if you're like me, are just channel surfing. Oh, there's a game on it. It's in the fourth inning. You missed that entire thing where they were kneeling.
Okay. Well, first off, I know of a lot of people that will sit back and not channel surf. A lot of people want to watch the game. They don't watch it by accident. Mm-hmm. They watch it on purpose. And if they show that,
I look at baseball games beginning to end, to be frank with you, only during the World Series.
You know what? A lot of people think the same way as you do.
The rest
as well.
Of it, I just have, oh, there's a game going on that's in progress. I missed the national anthem.
How many of y'all have been to, I know that there's been some protest in support of those of the police. It's called the Blue, Back the Blue. I know we've had them here in Florida. We had them over the weekend. Facebook has been shutting down nationwide Back to Blue rallies. The national spokesperson for law enforcement today says the BLM protests have been allowed to stay up and been promoted on Facebook, but not supporting the police.
You had, past tense, a Facebook page detailing the event. You say Facebook shut it down.
Yeah, we had more than 6,300 people had already RSVP'd to the event on Facebook. And as of last night, Facebook took down the page with no explanation. Now, we know that Facebook has taken down the pages of other rallies and events over the last 6 months. We just didn't expect it to happen with the Back the Blue event.
So Back the Blue event, so that was taken down. And some of the Facebook, one of them even reported they had 6,300 people who had RSVP'd to be at a rally, and Facebook took it down two nights beforehand. So on that one out there. 831-0600-904-831-0600.
Americans say they are afraid to speak their minds. A new poll finds 62% of people have political views they now say they're afraid to share. And these concerns do cross party lines. The majority of Democrats, independents, and Republicans all agree they don't feel safe to speak their minds on politics. There was one group that self-identified that said they feel that they have complete freedom to speak out. These are people who describe themselves as, quote, strong liberals. 58% of them said they have no worries at all.
Liberals have no problem with speaking their mind. Here's one from Rich. Hey, Ed, sounds like somebody's playing devil's advocate here. Part of the CARES Act. $13,000 hospital for COVID case. $39,000 to a hospital for ventilator. Hospital revenue is down because of elective non-COVID put on hold to flatten the curve. Medicare, Medicaid fraud in news every day. Same for COVID. It's an added bonus. So there you go. So that was from Rich. I mean, you bring up a good point. I'm just telling you, when you drop the numbers by 80%, it's a great email, Rich. When you drop it by 80% of the hospital revenues, they've got to make those numbers up. And we know that hospitals never misreport diagnosis. We know that hospitals never misreport what's going on. Again, FBI.gov, look at the billions of those of Medicare fraud that take place. Let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, Back the Blue, always Back the Blue. And it's a shame that what Facebook is doing. It's extremely disgusting in my view. Mr. Dean, I was just wondering, does anybody know the actual figures of how much money Kaepernick, LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, Mark Cuban, how much money these people make off of slave labor goods that are produced in China?
That's a good question. Oh, my goodness.
Whether they're receiving endorsements from Nike or whatever, where their shoes and that are made. How many people, you know, how many billions of dollars are being made by slave labor trade or child labor in China and other countries?
That is a great, great. Have you heard? Has anybody asked that question at all?
I have.
And, I mean, you have.
It's just a shame. It's so hypocritical that these people make their entire careers and buy multi-million-dollar, $100 million mansions on slave labor. It's just a shame, and then they want to
talk about oppression. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Great one. Brad, thanks for the call, man.
Here's a fun fact. One of the three people he mentioned may owe one of the people who are on the show, I won't say who, $500 that they've never paid.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Multi-millionaires, you know.
Right.
And they don't pay their bills. But anyway.
You're going to have to explain it to me off the air. I'm trying to read the subliminal here. So anyway. All right. 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On Butler Boulevard, headed east, right at Belford Road, there's a large piece of sheetrock in the center lane. Be aware, because that will definitely bust a tire. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny in the morning, rain in the afternoon, the high 91. This evening, maybe a shower with the low of 75. Right now, 74 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
The penguins are back at it. First, they roamed around the zoo and met some of their neighbors. Then they got to visit a local museum. And now they've been gifted a bubble machine. In the wild, the penguins are super sensitive to objects and movement. And the caretaker said that the bubble machine will keep the penguins' reflexes sharp while also helping stimulate and keep the little guy's mind sharp. Now, all that's great, but really, the penguins just love chasing the bubbles. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I'm always struck at the time when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. His ministry and his life were about to end. The armies of hell were quickly gathering in order to what they thought was to defeat him. If there was ever a time when he needed his friends to lift him up in prayer, it was at that point. Jesus was stressed, to say the least. His disciples had to have heard the agony in his voice. He later found them asleep. Listen, if there was ever a time in the world that needed Christ, it's now. I pray that we are not asleep with our prayers and our finances.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations, because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yerman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods. So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
All right, let's take some more calls. 831-0600. A lot of emails coming in today. Ed, testing for people getting COVID is like Black Friday. For shoppers out there, that's where they're making their money. I went, that's pretty good out there. Here's one from David. Ed, follow the money. If it's true that hospitals get more money than COVID deaths, then who's paying for this? Well, the taxpayer through the CARES Act, and the government's paying for all that. Let's go to Craig. What's going on, Craig?
Yes, good morning. First of all, my first time caller. I really appreciate you guys making an opportunity for people to come on the air. A couple of things real quick in this rapid fire. First of all, I spent over 21 years in the military, and as it relates to kneeling and all of those things that I know is popular around the country right now with all our sports kicking off, my position is and will always be, regardless of the color, the First Amendment gives us freedom of expression. I particularly know why people are kneeling as opposed to trying to guess. So that's a matter that has been discussed ad nauseum. And then second to that is this idea of your last caller was talking about stuff made overseas and talking about there's a possibility of slave labor going on. Well, first of all, I don't believe anybody should be working as a slave. I think you get my point. But the reality is I also hope that somebody in those countries would raise up to be able to fight those issues for those people, and they don't have to do that. But until that happens, then I guess that's just the case. But over here in the United States, it's a whole different dilemma, a whole different set of circumstances going on as it relates to those other countries. And so for me, it's some sort of a diversion tactic. So it's kind of like, I know I am, but what about you? Now, I think we need to be able to stand up in this country and just really call a spade, irregardless of what's happening overseas. This is a great country. I put my life on the line for it, just like a whole lot of other good, proud Americans, irregardless of the color. So I appreciate the time that you've given me. You guys keep up the good work.
And
I pray that a lot of us will be able to come on in and speak freely.
Yeah, do it. Listen, to all the liberals out there that don't want to allow a free speech, I'm the guy who says, let's do it. And people, whether they, and thank you for the call, by the way,
and
people that
and
may agree or
the country.
Yeah, if people may agree or differ with me, that's fine. We don't sit there and beat you up. We don't hang up on you just because we always enjoy. I mean, it's funny is that I get accused from many more of my like-minded group, and Roger's like conservative. Well, why do you allow a liberal, and why do you play clips from? Well, why not? You always got to know what's going on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of like playing the opposite side of the team. Do you sit back and say, well, I listen to my coach. Do I watch tapes on how the other team plays their leads on a down third eight and goal play?
It's a completely baffling mindset in my view. Thinking we're reaching people who we want to convince them we're right without the ability to talk to those people.
Yeah,
and you have to be able to have respectful conversations with people and let their perspectives there to have a debate. You know, you can't just debate yourself and expect, first of all, it'll be boring to listen to, and then secondly, you're not winning over any hearts that way.
Yeah, by the way, Trump cannot win with the Republican base. You've got to get independents and Democrats. Now, whether he's gaining more or losing more, we'll know here in the next couple of months. But the bottom line is that you got to do more. I mean, and by the way, he doesn't need 50% to win. He needs, 47% in order to lead, because Kanye will probably end up getting... Anyway, 54 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On Butler Boulevard, headed east, right at Belford Road, there's a large piece of sheetrock in the center lane. Be aware, because that will definitely bust a tire. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny in the morning, rain in the afternoon, the high 91. This evening, maybe a shower with the low of 75. Right now, 74 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Two men who are brothers and their girlfriends were arrested last week in Florida and charged with orchestrating the murder of three friends on a fishing trip in the central part of the state. One of the suspects was out on bond. Deputies said he has 230 felony charges against him and 15 convictions which cost him time in prison. The Polk County, Florida sheriff called the man, T.J. Wiggins, pure evil. It reminds me of Bonnie and Clyde. The biggest question in all of this is, how was Wiggins, a career criminal, able to obtain bond? What kind of judge would allow an evil person like this to roam the streets and put more lives at danger? People talk about unequal justice. Well, here's a case that is about as unequal as you can get. Three men were simply going fishing before they were set upon and murdered by a gang of evil people. Imagine even speaking of evil in an age when just about everything is considered normal and okay if it makes one feel good. Life has become cheap, and the reason for that is too many of us have forgotten God. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. When we talk about statues being removed, who do you think did most of the removal? It wasn't the rioters. The majority, local authorities, caved to the extremists, caved to the rioters, and removed the statues themselves.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So we're going to have some of the podcasts ready to go. Those should be uploaded, I don't know, later today, later in the morning. We'll dive into a little bit more on the issue about the negative versus positivity rates and all that kind of stuff. So you can always go to WBOB.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. 3 weeks from tomorrow is the primary, right?
Yeah. It's coming up on us.
It's the primary. So everybody wants to get, you got to go through protocols here. Well, Ed, I'm trying to get my candidate on. If you would shoot me an email, ed@wbob.com, I got certain protocols based on campaign finance election laws that we got to go through. Not everybody was, you know, you're not going to get a free ride. Let's just put it that way, okay? But there are ways of dealing with this. And we're still trying to, I'm still trying to get all these people for the sheriffs. You know, Daniels wants to come on. I'm sorry, I cannot. If I allow people to get a free ride, then I got to allow all other 30 people in that race a free ride
well. And that's federally mandated if we do that.
Yeah, well, you got some state law. It's not a federal race, but we got on those as well. So anyway, a lot of things that are taking place. All right. Thankful to God every day for the show. A lot of great calls this morning. We always are grateful to all of you that tune in. You can always email me, Ed Raj, ed at wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. We'll see you tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WBOB.